and then you're telling me to turn around. Fighting for my trust and you won't back down. Even if we gotta risk it all right now. I know you're scared of the unknown. You don't wanna be alone. I know I always come and go, but it's out of my control. And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too much. Or you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
Waiting for you, I know you're is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
No reason to leave falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the back kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape, breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. I hung around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.
Greater game than need. Thank you. I could feel it, the vibrations through the crowd. As the train left, a puddle of drying oil, I could see myself swimming in it. Was all cold except for the laughter.
Next to three others, it's hot and we rot in this oven. Now there's something about the language, something about these people that look an awful lot like me. I'm surprisingly accepting of this discomfort, but I'm not trying to be much of a person right now. I'm just trying to get some sleep.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the show. Here's a quick PSA about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Until me, I wish you could see them.
falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape and heard you breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. Around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.
This is Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of the show.